Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to tonight's edition of The Pulse. Now, for our next story, we've got a rather controversial, rather more controversial event happening in America. Don't worry, we won't always be talking about America, but for this one, we're going over to Tina with a story about a golf tournament.
Yep. Earlier this week, a regional golf tournament in Massachusetts, USA, caused quite some uproar over the participation of girls in said tournament. Emily Nash, a 16-year-old high school student from Lunenburg High School, won the Central Massachusetts Division III boys golf tournament with a score of 3 over par 75, which is not that bad, I think, on Tuesday, which was 4 strokes ahead of the runner-up, playing by the same tee boxes, which is playing in the same kind of manner. However, she was not allowed to receive the trophy, nor was she allowed to allowed a spot in the state championships. Instead, both the trophy and the spot in the state championships went to the runner-up, Nico Chiolino. This seemingly unfair situation was created by a Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association rule, which states that girls can play in the tournament as part of a team but not win as an individual. Seeing to the fact that there was no regional girls tournament, Nash was forced to join in on the boys tournament. Nash scores did indeed count for the Lunenburg High School team, but the team placed 4th overall, thus did not succeed in qualifying for the state championships. To put it in easier word, Emily Nash was allowed to play, but she wasn't allowed to win. Nevertheless, this rule does raise some legal issues. State law allows the contact or skill-based sports to be separated by gender in male and female. But once you let girls participate in a certain tournament for boys, and thus ultimately mixed gender, you are obliged to treat them equally. Denying someone a trophy and a spot in the state championships is obviously the opposite of treating them equally. If the Massachusetts Association wanted to reserve the right to treat girls differently, they should have kept girls out of the boys' tournament completely, a Drexel University law professor stated earlier this week. When Nash was asked for a comment, she stated that she was disappointed but understood the existence of the rule. She felt that people weren't expecting a girl to win the tournament, and she does point out that she does not feel hatred towards the said association. Nico Criolino, the runner-up who received the tournament, the trophy, did offer Nash the title, but she politely refused it and stated that she did appreciate the nice gesture. This brings me to my questions. My first question is actually linked to my second question, which is this yet another form of sexism, or was the decision not to award her the trophy justified? And the second question is, should sports become gender neutral?
And there is definitely a push for sports to become gender neutral. And whilst I agree in some sports where, particularly sports where it's not the competitor per se who is performing, it is the equipment that they're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
So golf, darts, Formula One, they require a specific piece of equipment which is exactly the same,
yeah,
or can be exactly the same for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
As such, there is no need for them to be split unless there's a call for it. Now, golf is a little bit more about strength.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why, in some contexts, people would argue that it is unfair that... and I'm going to blatantly stereotype here, and it's only for illustrative purposes. This isn't... I can understand why, in golf context, they don't want, I think her name's Na Lu, a 5'5", very petite Chinese woman, to compete against a 6'7", Tongan man who probably weighs 3 times what she weighs.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, with the same equipment, can hit the ball 3 times as far. Okay, not 3 times as far. He can hit it further.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it fair that those two could compete against each other? I would potentially argue yes, because then it's the skill about what you can do with the rest of it. But if there is an appeal from sports people of either gender to not have such not be mixed, then it won't, then it might not be. Conversely, there are sports where there is actually gender equality, in as much as you do not have to be one gender to participate. Take F1. But the last time there was an F1 driver, I believe a female F1 driver, was about 30 years ago, and I don't think one has ever qualified for a main race. So more can be done, more needs to be done. Quite what can be done, I don't know if anyone has any ideas, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a lot to do with targeting and kind of not advertising, but bringing less, like telling women that they can do these sports just as much as anybody else. I think last week on The Pulse we were talking about the admission of like African-American students to Oxford and Cambridge, and the fact that they are probably just as capable, but they don't feel like they can aspire to that level. It's perhaps the same. I mean, it's slightly different, but you could say that women possibly don't feel that they can aspire to become Formula One drivers because they're not, because there is no one else there in the field. Like, you kind of need to have almost a, like a trailblazer in a way to kind of show women that they can do it. I don't know.
I would argue that that is definitely sexism, because she won the tournament, didn't she?
She won.
And she is not allowed to receive a trophy.
Nope.
And I mean, the trophy isn't that important, but it's the title that is.
Yeah. And the title gives you a spot in state championships.
Yeah, exactly. And she doesn't have that now, but her team has it because of her.
No,
that's not right.
The runner-up. Got it, and her team didn't even qualify, even though she won the individual score.
Okay, still, I'm going to say it sounds like a rule that was made in, I don't know, 1900. It doesn't, it really just sounds like a rule that was made in 1900, and no one ever looked at it again until it came up now. But it's even worse that when it comes up in 2017, they still say that women or young girls are excluded from titles and from trophies. That is even worse that it's happening now. I don't know.
I mean, I guess you could say that it wasn't specific racism on, sexism on this time, because that it was a rule that she knew about before she entered, and she was, I think she was fully aware of it, but then the fact that the rule exists is the sexist thing, because it shouldn't exist to this day. And it, I mean, like you say, it should have needed... It should have been brought up long before now.
Well, the reasoning given by the tournament organisers... Now, this isn't to defend them, but this is to point out their reasoning behind it, so people don't think it was just a decision taken purely on the grounds of... or on no grounds whatsoever. The reason given is that there are separate boys and girls tournaments, and the boys play in the autumn and the girls play in the spring.
Yeah.
And so... if there is no opportunity for a girl to play during the spring tournament because their school didn't put a team in, then they can still participate in a team event, but they can't participate individually because it would be... That was their reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
Now, it further, when I add, because I think, that's no longer their reasoning. And I can understand why the rules are there. Essentially, they're there to prevent the reverse happening. They're there to prevent boys playing in the girls' game. And again, at the ages of high school age, the discrepancy between a boy and a girl of the same age or of a similar age bracket could be so drastic that the ability could not be made up. As an adult, you've practiced enough that the skill could potentially balance the discrepancies I mentioned before. But why... someone who's texted in has suggested, why do they believe that this female competitor wouldn't have a chance to win? It's not. That's not the reason they didn't let her enter. That's the reason she wasn't allowed to take the spot in the boys' tournament in the future.
Yeah.
Now, that I agree with. That they didn't let her walk away with the trophy that she earned is patently stupid. In my mind, she is the winner of the event. She got the best score at the event. She is clearly the winner. And if you said, okay, well, unfortunately, the criteria for going forward to the interstate tournament is that you are male.
Yeah.
But we will give you X berth. You know, we will give you a qualifier spot, or we will pay for your entry into the next women's tournament because you have proved that you deserve it. Give us some sort of give us some sort of help to qualify for the tournament for which she is eligible.
Yeah.
That is incumbent on the Massachusetts intercollegiate golf ball or whatever it's called.
I just don't understand why they said to her that she could enter in this competition if there was no
because she was allowed as part of a team.
Yeah, but she didn't she
that's
win
as because in... she entered because there at that time like her own school didn't have a girls golfing team and that's why she entered in. And that brings me to my last question. This is a real good example, as I could say, of underrepresentation of women in sport. We were talking about that yesterday, about girls football, that it doesn't get broadcasted as much as men football. How should we deal with this, do you guys think?
To be honest, because we talked about the Women's World Cup yesterday.
That we didn't even know that
that
it was
we didn't
on.
Even yeah. know that it happened.
Of which sport?
Football.
Football? Of oh, yeah.
Association football.
Yeah, sorry, of soccer. Football. Soccer? Football?
Soccer, as Americans say.
Yeah. Okay, of football. And I think that it isn't promoted enough, and it still has this stereotype that it's worse than men's football or worse than men's sports. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
We have had many, many discussions as to how to increase viewership of participation in women's sports. Mm-hmm. It is an interesting debate every time, and you are right that it does need to be promoted more. It is still true that in many sports, the top level of the women's game is not equivalent to the top level of the men's game.
Mm-hmm.
That is not to say that it shouldn't be promoted as much as its equivalent level. So women's international football, soccer, isn't generally as good. Outfield, not the goalkeeper, there's equality with probably maybe the lower of the top division, somewhere in the second division, which gets a fair amount of coverage, which is what the women's game should get equal coverage to in that analogy. And yes, there is, I know sports fans listening and someone who does You Are In Sport will be expected to say that yes, there is still an issue with goalkeeping in women's football. Women's cricket, they score fewer runs, they take fewer wickets with the same, you know, they're not as accurate and as good. But that comes back to not having had the opportunities as youngsters, which is vital. That's where you get that's where you get involvement. That's where you get women to get equal with the men's game, is for the majority of the formative years. When you're growing up, most sports have an age limit where men and women are no longer allowed to play together.
Yeah.
Which, in soccer, that's at, in England, that's at secondary school level. I find that disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that can mean that the best girl at the age of 11 no longer has a team and therefore wants to quit football. That is wrong. Mm-hmm. And that is where the FA is taking some steps to correct it, although they did have their infamous dossier in recent years with the whole pink bibs and make the bibs smell nicer and allow them a Twitter break in the middle of the game. That's genuinely the Football Association's guidelines as to how to promote more women in football.
That is disgusting.
It only came out 1 year ago as well. This isn't something from the 70s. Although something that is from the 70s was the former head of the global game, Sepp Blatter, who once infamously said to increase viewership of female sports they should wear tighter shirts and tighter shorts. Nice man.
Let's go to the men, to be honest.
He sounds like he's friends with Donald Trump.
He is friends with Vladimir Putin.
Oh,
he has received
surprise.
He has received an invite to next summer's World Cup, despite being banned from all footballing activities and under investigation by the Swiss. So that is a really, really interesting discussion, and it's one that we will have many, many times in the future, I'm sure. And it's also something that You Are In Sport will be looking to discuss in conjunction with the Pulse as to how we can increase female participation in viewership of women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really important matter, and we also want to know what you, the listeners, think of this matter. Thank you to everyone who's texting.